Hey, it's me, Danielle Faubert, host of the Never Not Talking podcast. Recently, Pat and I sat down with local musician Shane Doothright. He's a high school teacher by day and a country rock music star by night. We've got more episodes coming from that session, and we wanted to release this very special cut separately. Shane told us a story behind a song he wrote entitled The Hills of Albert Mines and gave us an unplugged performance. We hope you enjoy it as much as we did.
But I had a lot of songs that I'm looking to record, so hopefully this year I'll have a bunch of stuff, and it'll mostly be in the vein of country, but it'll be, I think, a variety. Like, there'll be quite a few different sounds that you'll get to hear from my music. The newest one coming out is going to be the one that I can try here in a moment, which is called The Hills of Albert Mines.
Oh, yes. And it's going to be, that'll be fun to hear, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's it's a song I wrote a long time ago, and it's a true story, a car chase true story that happened here in Moncton in 1970, and it made front page news in the Times Transcript, if that's what it was called back then. And it's like a big article. And the way that I found out about this, that actually happened, was I remember as a kid going through photo albums, and, you know, you'd see my dad's, he was an athlete, so he had, you know, different newspaper clippings of him winning this award or playing this sport or whatever it would be. And then all of a sudden, out of the back of one of the photo albums, this article falls down, and I'm kind of looking, I pick it up and I unfold it, and it's half like ripped and half crumpled. And and I'm like, what is this? And it says at the top, man pleads guilty after 1 hour and 40 minute police chase. And I'm like,
that's a long police chase.
Yeah, I was like, why would mom and dad keep this?
Yeah.
And then I read, and I'm like, the first line, Dennis Doothright pleads guilty in court. And I was like, at that point, I think I just thought, oh, well, they must have kept it because this guy has the exact same name as my dad. It couldn't be my dad because he's never gone fast before.
But it was actually your dad?
So it was my dad.
Oh, my gosh.
So when I, back about 20, almost 20 years ago, when I decided I wanted to try to write a song, a bluegrass song, the first thing that came to mind was like the Dukes of Hazzards and like the car chases and those kinds of things, like ding, like kind of like that sort of sound. So I said, well, maybe I'll write a song about a car chase. And then I'm like, wait a second, I actually know firsthand about a car chase. I asked my dad about it, and he wouldn't tell me anything. And
he wouldn't tell you?
No,
even though you told him you saw the article. He's so embarrassed.
He's so embarrassed about it. He didn't want to tell me anything. So I pretty much had to go with the article and like tried to get info from like a couple of his friends. So I got enough to be able to write the song with a couple, like three verses at that point. And I wrote it, and I recorded it on an album called The Doothrights, Bluegrass Uncovered, from 2006. Yeah, so that was that, and that was done, and that was it. But then after it was recorded, like a few years ago, my dad started telling me more juicy details about the car chase.
And wow. I just want you to back up a bit. Yeah. How did he feel when you turned it into a song?
Well, I think he just knew it was something that was a little bit funny.
Okay.
And like, I would always, whenever we played this on stage, I would explain it to people, and they would get a kick out of it, and everyone would want to come up and like talk to my dad after and find out, what kind of car were you driving?
Oh, that's great.
You know, this and that. So my dad started to, I think, almost enjoy
embrace it a little bit. Yeah.
My mom, I would always say that my mom's super embarrassed, and she said, don't you ever play that song in public? And you know, so I recorded it, and you know, it was always a bit of a shtick there for the band to be able to talk about that song, especially with my dad right there. So now when I play it, you know, I introduce it. My dad's not in the band with me anymore, but
so now you're telling us the juicy details that you found out.
So, yeah. So now I wrote another verse after he shared with me how he ends up getting caught. So, and I can share that with when I do the song with you. So
okay.
with the new way that I've recorded it, that's coming out soon.
Okay.
You're going to be able to hear in the third verse how he gets caught. So, and it's called The Hills of Albert Mines. So the way it's recorded on the album that's coming out, it's got like, you know, drums and electric guitars and slide guitars, and like it's quite rocky. Like it's quite, it's really.
But cool we've got Shane Doothright unplugged here.
So yeah, this is going to be a totally different version. It's going to be sort of an acoustic-y version, but anyway, it'll be different. I can't recall how it got started. Must have been driving too fast. Red and blue lights started flashing. All I could do was push my foot down on the gas. Up ahead, I see more coming. I can't afford to pay the fine. I'll hit the back roads of Elbert County and leave these flashing lights behind. I thought that I could outrun them like I'd done so many times. But I was wrong, and they caught up. Somewhere in the hills of Elbert Mines. They closed in, they were having trouble. Six cop cars were in flight. One took the ditch, one rolled over. There was hell to pay that night. Well, I thought that I could outrun them like I'd done so many times. But I was wrong, and they caught up. Somewhere in the hills of Elbert Mines. In the very end, when the chase was over, they had caught me at last. The only way they managed to do this was because my car ran out of gas. I thought that I could outrun them like I'd done so many times. But I was wrong, and they caught up. Somewhere in the hills of Elbert Mines. Somewhere in the hills of Elbert Mines. Somewhere in the hills of Elbert Mines.
That was amazing. That is really good.
I loved it.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, Shane, it's topical. It's historical. It's got a story. You talk about New Brunswick. Like, that could be like a, you know, the songs that become part of the culture and we sing all the time. Super cool.
Yeah, I like that one. I mean,
it's like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I went to visit Allison. Well, Allison ended up in Thunder Bay, Ontario, which is on the coast of Lake Superior. And I went to visit her last year.
Okay.
It was like a pilgrimage. I wanted to sit on the banks of Lake Superior and listen to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald in my headphones. And I did it. It's like, so someday somebody could be sitting around the hills of Elbert County.
Well, you never know.
Make it a pilgrimage.
This is what it sounds like. I don't know if you guys, if I put it through here.
Would you be able to hear?
I think
this
so.
Is what, the it's not fully done, but this is, so it's quite different, but this will give you an idea.
Okay. Oh, you got a car. Yeah.
Thank you. that's kind of like...
Did you embellish any of the details? Like, was there really... Did one of the cop cars really roll over?
And the RCMP or whatever it was, he...
It would have probably been maybe local police.
Broke his shoulder.
Oh, wow. Oof.
Now, this version is, unfortunately, like you had said, or somebody had said, like, when's a song done or whatever, and I had said, when you go in a studio and you're paying, like, you gotta say it's done.
Yeah.
From the time that I started working on this, I'd say almost 2 years ago in the studio. Like, it's crazy how long this has taken.
Wow.
But just for various reasons, I've been so busy. Like, I've been away so much. I mean, I was in Mexico for 4 months and then on a cruise ship for another month and then, like, just playing literally, I wouldn't want to say how many gigs I've played, but it's insane how many gigs I've played this year. Because of that, I haven't been available to do what I wanted to do. The lyrics... I don't even have, like, the one I just did for you here that I sang, the second verse is not even in this.
Oh, the new verse that you came up with?
No, the ran out of gas is here.
Oh, you're giving us a cliffhanger,
but
Shane.
But, I sang a second verse, up ahead, I see more coming, because the chase started in Moncton, and he was going to the old Gunningsville Bridge, which used to be that narrow bridge.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so he was heading for that. He had been... My dad was a bit of a badass. He'd been in...
Well, I also wanted to know, so many other times before, you said you never knew him to be a fast driver, but
before
prior...
that, Dad said he used to get chased all the time.
Wow.
And he had a fast car, and he always outrun them. As soon as he got to the county line, they couldn't chase him anymore because they were city police. Uh-huh. So he was like, I just got to get across the bridge, and then I'm good. And then he said, I was heading towards the Gunningsville, and he said... up ahead, I see more coming. They had called the RCMP dispatch in Riverview somehow.
And they
so
could
he
go
saw
over the
lights
line.
Coming towards the bridge to cut him off. So he said, up ahead, I see more coming. I can't afford to pay the fine. I'll hit the back roads of Albert County, leave these flashing lights behind. That's not on this version that I'm releasing, unfortunately. Okay. Because, like, you're in the spur of the moment. You're
It's hard to get it.
In that moment, these guys were new that I was recording with. They're brand new. And, like... they were just excited about doing the song and about it, and I was excited and I sang it and I was like, oh shit, I left out a verse. So anyway, but he just got there and he beat them, and then he took off, and an hour and 40 minutes later he ran out of gas. The ran out of gas is here, but the last verse I didn't do for you today, but it's on here, and it says, it went to court and I got real lucky. Some say the judge was on my side, but he slapped my wrist with a small fine. He took away my license and my ride. And that's something my dad told me, that in the courtroom, the prosecution was saying he was drunk, he was a drunk driver, blah, 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 blah. In the end, the judge said, there's no way he was drunk. If you're telling me he was swerving in and out of those cars going across the Gunningsville Bridge, he was passing cars, you know how small that bridge is. He was weaving in and out of cars the whole way across the bridge to get there before the police. And the judge was like, there's no way that he did that if he was drunk and beat you guys and got there and outran you for an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been drunk.
Wow.
So that was the judge's statement. I went to court. I got real lucky. Some say the judge was on my side. He slapped my wrist with a small fine, took away my license and my right. So it's kind of like...
How long did he lose his license for?
I think 6 months.
And do you remember what the fine was? Did he ever tell you what the cost of the fine was?
It wasn't a lot.
Okay. Did he lose his car?
They impounded his car for a while.
Okay.
But I think he lost his license for 6 months, and, like, obviously he couldn't drive his car. But
it's the same as losing your car, really, yeah.
And you said...
Wow, Shane!
You said that song is going to be released soon, so it's going to be released, like, on Spotify and all the platforms. Do you have a date, like a drop date for that?
The guy that's doing the final mix and master is one of my friends. I just got him a gig, actually, on a cruise ship.
Okay.
He's my bass player. He played for me Friday night Friday night in Shediac. I want it done that, like, now. I want him to say it's done. And I feel like it is done. But he's like, oh, I want to just do this and that, touch up this and that and whatever. But he's leaving next week to go on a cruise for 2 months on a different ship than me. He's going on the Wonder of the Seas. So it's got to be done by next week. And as soon as it's done, I got to drop it. But I know I should be doing a lot more social media media promo to drop this and to get hype and to da 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 da.
Yeah.
But I'm just like,
it's a lot of work.
I don't even know where to start with it. But it's a cool song. And
it
it's a
really
cool
is
story. It's got a, it's the perfect story, and it's the perfect whatever. But it's not, but I've got some other great songs. Like I've written, I feel I've written some, and great story songs too. Like I can tell stories about almost all my songs. Like the one I wrote today, it was inspired by, what's it, what's her name? And it's called...
Taylor Swift, you said. Yeah,
Swift. Yeah, you were saying it's about like a breakup song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny when you mentioned that. I'm like, it'd be funny if someone wrote a song about breaking up with your tools. Like, you know how, like, when you become a dad or when you hit a certain age, you get slotted into either a Makita or a DeWalt or, you know, like, there's the different types of tools.
Different tool brands.
It, usually because you got one of your drills as, like, a gift from your dad. So it's like, oh, now I got to stick with DeWalt my entire life.
Yeah.
But then, like, you got to break up with the DeWalt in order to, you know, because you want to upgrade to Makita or something.
The equivalent of that for me would be vacuum cleaners.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this here, this isn't even a real word. What the name of my song is not even a real word. I made up the word.
Okay.
The word I made up was unlove. So the word is the name I think I'm going to call it. And again, I just wrote it, so it's super rough.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to call it Unlove You.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So, I like
gonna,
that.
I'm gonna unlove, like it's a verb.
So here's, this is just
as
me.
I look into your empty eyes.
As I look into your empty eyes.
I begin to realize.
I can't believe you didn't know you could sing.
You were just no good for me.
You were just no good for me.
Should have known, cause all my friends told me about the way you used to be. And finally I can see. Thought that I could make you change and rearrange you to the way I wanted you to be. Oh, but when I see you now, all I see is the past somehow. When I see your face, I can't help but erase all the times we planned ahead. Now all the things and words left unsaid. Know that we were broken. I tried to fix it over and over and over again. I should have seen all the signs. I guess it's true what they say, that love is blind. But now I know what I need to do. I need to try to find a way to unlove you.
So,
I like that. Yeah,
it's so beautiful. It's,
as you can hear, it's totally different
mm.
than Hills of Albert Mines, and then Never Want to Let You Go is very different than that, and then The Weeknd's very different. So everything I've been writing, like I'm all over the road, and I don't know where I belong, and I'm still
figuring it out.
Yeah, totally trying to figure it out.
There's nothing wrong with experimenting, and even like if you make an album and you put all these different type some music in it.
Just... This one here, about him. Is this the right version?
Waiting at the bus stop, down on 7th Street. Hoping when she gets home, he'd already be asleep. Don't want to watch him drink, don't want to hear him cry. Never thought when he'd come back, they'd be living this life. Sometimes the hardest fights are known on a battlefield. Scars that no one sees are the hardest to heal. Invisible wounds and a battle within. We may not understand, but we can be there for them.
That's beautiful.
Like
and
today,
you told it from the partners.
Right? Was that one today? The other one was today.
The other one.
But I like how you told it from the partner's perspective. That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's not until, is it like the fourth sentence before you figure out it's the wife we're talking about, not the vet? That's really cool.
Yeah. And then, the next verse is, he used to be a man with no fear. Never thought she'd see that man disappear. Something broke inside him while he fought for his land. No one seems to know how to help this man. And then the last verse that I just wrote today, I think, was we all used to know him as the class clown.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing ever seemed to get him down.
Yeah.
So I took a video of you playing
Sure.
Albert Mines song. Can I post it when your song drops.
Well, you don't even have to wait till my song. It might be good promo leading up to it. If you want to put that video out and just say that this song's coming or whatever, yeah. But it's not. This is just the acoustic-y kind of version or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm cool with any of that, so...
Never not talking.